Skizzer Sisters, and I Don't Feel Like Dancing on 102.4 Wish FM. It's almost 20 to 12. At this point on a Friday, you should not expect to see a breakfast presenter in the building. Hell, I've even seen the managing director backing out and leaving.
Yeah, he's gone already. He's disappeared.
Yeah, after another meaty contribution. From yourself, I meant.
Thanks
from,
very much.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm still here is my wedding anniversary today, so I'm staying around as long as I can.
Yeah. Which one?
16.
No, I meant which wife. Oh, dear. I know you're a very decent,
hilarious,
loyal man. I know your privacy settings are locked to married.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I'm not myself. Anyway, so I scroll down the Twitter, and frankly, Chris, this did not work this morning with the Spice, because a lot of people really hating you for it.
Have we destroyed
it? Mess. And I didn't like the Spice Girls. I was 14. I'd be Sporty Spice, then I'm Creaky Spice now. That's Ursula.
What Spice would you have been out of the five? Oh. 20 years ago, what would you have been?
Well, I mean, I probably would have had to be...
Would you have been? Who was
I think
sporty?
Witty.
Out of the five. You have to go full of the five. Come on,
Mensa Spice.
There wasn't a Mensa
was
Spice,
there
no. There was Posh, Sporty, Scary.
Kind and Loving sporty? Spice.
No. What would you be now?
OCD Spice.
OCD Spice.
I was talking about this somebody the other day. Do you know, I got into... I mean, this is a completely different subject, but people will laugh at this, but it's also a very, very serious thing. But I got into the state where, if I leave the house and I'm going, like, for half a day or something, I go and take pictures of the hob and the taps to check that everything's off. And then, like, I get 5 minutes down the road and I go, ah, I'll be all right, and I delete them. OCD Spike.
Yes, that's what you be.
I think it's a good social question, though, isn't it? That, you know, because it was, what was it, Baby Ginger...
Sporty.
Posh.
Scary.
And Scary. Mm. You know, which adults now understand this was the hub of a marketing gimmick rather than any representations of society.
Their characters.
And this girl power, two words that people just would shout at you without analysing what it is. I'll give you girl power. I'll give you Theresa May. You know, and the girl that she's up against. I can't remember her name. I never heard of her until
Andrea
or someone.
Yeah. Have you noticed they look identical? So if you look at...
Well, I think that's the thing. They're going to have two of them in the same place at the same time. But it is an interesting social question, you know, one for the pub tonight. People were listening to you. You know, which Spice are you? Because the values are different now. That's I was explaining to my son this morning in the car that about Britpop. You know, and Euro 96, and that awful picture of Chris Evans and Danny Baker and Gazza, you know.
Been out for about 5 weeks. In fact, they'd be in the pub by now, wouldn't they?
Yeah, okay, so let's answer a serious question. So if it was 19, let's just chuck this out. Texted it. Did you do this on the air?
I did a little bit, yeah.
People
are busy.
You know, people have repeats, don't they? You know, see this as the iPlayer version. 1996, I probably would have been Ambitious Spice.
Yeah.
And now I'm craving peace and normality Spice.
I want retirement Spice.
Yeah.
Cynical
Chris
Spice.
Chris Milo. 1996, you'd have been...
Ambitious. I think we were probably 20 years ago. You see everything ahead of you, don't you?
But you were surrounded by an ambitious society as well.
Yeah.
You know, almost like the yuppie movement a decade on.
I'm just cynical now.
Cynical Spice. People that listen to your show, Chris, and I mean, I've never met either of them, they would not put you down as cynical.
Wish FM Breakfast.